Hey, Chevra, we can't forget the Hilga Parsha. We're preparing for the Hilga Yontav of Purim. But we have a Parsha to learn, and a Parsha to live with, and a Parsha to inspire us, Parsha Tetzaveh. Parsha Tetzaveh is famous that we know that's the Parsha that Moshe Rabbeinu's name is left out of. And the Parsha therefore starts strangely. It doesn't start by Yedaber Hashem Moshe Leimer. It starts by Tat Tetzaveh B'nei Yisrael V'yichui Lech Hashem and Zayazach. But still, I saw from the Sefer Basayin, it doesn't make sense. It seems like we're like in the middle of something. There's no introduction. V'atot Tetzaveh, like you, where's the beginning of the discussion? Like we're in the middle of a talk. So Shkoyach, because we can't say V'yedaber Hashem Moshe Lema, right? Because the name out of the pasuk. So the Basayin suggests, so why not say V'yedaber Hashem Elov? And we know at least Moshe, and that's at least the beginning, Aschola. Seems like we're in the middle of something. So it could be we are in the middle of something. The Basayin explains that when it comes to the world of Gashmias, our eating, our drinking, our sleeping, that we all inevitably have to be a part of, there are only two ways to deal with that. One way is a certain level of Kedusha where I understand that when I sit and eat, I'm eating so that I have strength to later serve the Hashem better, to daven better, to learn better. I understand that my eating is in order, my achila is in order to elevate my mitzvahs that I'm going to do. That's one level of gashmias in somewhat of a proper way, but that's only somewhat of a proper way. The higher level to be involved in gashmi, the higher level to be involved in the world of physicality, is that even in the moment that I'm performing whatever I'm doing, I'm b'kedush v'tara elevating that aspect to the Ribbono Shel. Meaning, while I'm eating, I'm thinking about the godless that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought this food into the world, and I'm thinking about how special it is. The Ribbono Shel brings me tanug, brings me pleasure, and I'm elevating the moment. The moment itself is a level of kedusha. The moment itself. And therefore, also, I'm going to do it at least as possible. Meaning, I want to be learning and davening what I need, only a bare minimum of sleep, bare minimum of eating. And when I'm doing it, it's B'Kedush of Tara. That's even a higher level. There's no other way, by the way. I'm just eating to chill. I'm just eating to feel good. Those are the two ways. The first way is a hechsher, the preparation for a mitzvah. It's like what he refers to as going through the chotzer ha-mishkan. It's the courtyard of the mishkan, but I'm not in the mishkan, but I need to go through the chotzer to get to the mishkan. The second way, that when I'm actually in the midst of the gashmi and I'm doing that, b'derech kedusha, that I'm already in the mishkan. He suggests as well that the lower level that we spoke about, the chotzer ha-mishkan, is also has an element of nachash to it, the snake that brings a little bit of tumma to it because it's not on the highest of levels. Now, based on the Basayim, what he says, the Basayim now says maybe we're actually at the beginning of this parasha, not in the middle of anything, but continuing the last pasuk from the parasha before. That's why you don't have an introduction of V'daber Hashem I love. The end of last week's Sedra said, V'chol yistos echotzer nechoshes. All the pegs, which the pegs means is chabers, the connection of the chotzer is nechoshesh, is nachash. Meaning what? If you're only doing your gashmis in a chotzer dick away, just to lead to something more special, but it itself is not inherently full of kedusha, you're only in the chotzer and it's nechoshesh. It's a little bit of nachash. And I want to suggest not just nachash, but nechoshesh is copper. What's copper? You have gold, silver, and copper. It's a little bit lower. It's a lower level. It's still nice, it's still good, it's better than others, but you're nechoshes. V'atah tetzaveh b'nei Yisrael. Now, and we're continuing again. Now continue and teach b'nei Yisrael. V'yikchu elecha shemen zayis zach. That when they're involved in mitzvot, there should be zach. What's zach? Zach is kesef and zav, silver and gold. I mean, it shouldn't be nechosh, it shouldn't be copper. It should be the highest of levels. It should be a mitzvah with silver and gold. Meaning what? When they're involved in gashmis, it should be b'kedusha, v'tara, and everything that we do. This is what the Basayin says. And I think there's no bigger chizik going into this Heilig Yontav. We're about to be Heilig Yontav of Purim. And the Heilig Yontav of Purim is a yontiv where there's a lot of gashmi, there's eating and there's vada drinking and there's mamish, a lot that's going on. It should be done with the right kavanas, of course. But it should be done b'kedusha v'tahara. It should be done to connect to the Eibishter in the midst of it. Not just for later. In the midst of it. So that zov and chesef. It's kaddishdik, it's mishkandik. It's not just a chatzar. Pez Hashem is baruch. We should be zoicha. Mamish the most heilig of Purim, most heilig of Shabbos. V'ilchon Purim, a heilig of Shabbos. Kodesh to all.
I'm